This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour now, time for us here on the DJV program to take a gander at the charts from Talkers Magazine as part of the DJV experience every week. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and I go through the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and to see what we can make conversationally of some of the big things happening this week. Victoria has been off for a couple of weeks because she had a medical procedure. I think she'll be back next week. In the meantime, Jennifer and Jay and Doug, the list goes on as the beat goes on. Yeah, I think we'll start at number one because so much focus on COVID this week. Not that that's different, but the stats I want to put aside. We see them going down. The numbers are going down. The variants, the discussion. I think that is interesting is the fact that government of the United States has taken the AstraZeneca virus, vaccine that they have, and offered it to the Mexicans and the Chinese. So it hasn't been approved in America yet. So we have said to both the men, I think mostly they want to use it, Jennifer, on the border to inoculate the people that sooner or later seem to think they're going to get into this country. Is this an appropriate use of our time and talent? And this is why wouldn't we just save it until it's been approved and use it for Americans?
That's the question I had when I saw the headline pop up this week that they're going to send their surplus to Mexico and to Canada. And I thought to myself, excuse me, why do we have we vaccinated everyone here yet? I mean, it doesn't seem to me that everybody's able to get the appointment that they want if they want to be vaccinated. So it's hard to believe that we do have a surplus and why we'd be giving it to our friends to the north and south. But that was a decision they made. I don't know why they chose AstraZeneca, maybe because of the approval here. Maybe they feel like it'll have better use somewhere else. But I don't know. And then if I'm Mexico and Canada and I'm getting vaccine from you that's not yet been approved by your country, I think, what are you trying to do to me?
Yeah, I suppose that's a way of looking. I hadn't thought about it that way. Now, there's a new overview of who's reacting and how they're reacting to the vaccine. Apparently, according to the new information that's floating around as we go into the weekend, those who have a strong reaction to the vaccine may have had infection that they didn't know about. So I'm interested to see next week. I'm getting my second shot. It usually happens with a second shot, to see if I have a reaction to it. And if I do, and it's a strong one, then it may mean that I had a touch and I never knew it. My vaccine, my system is such
mind,
that
the first dose, if you've had the virus, the first dose tends to be the hardest for people. It's the second dose if you haven't, because that means you've already got a little bit of the stimulant in your blood. So when the second dose hits, your body already thinks it's had it. So people that haven't had the virus but have had one shot have more trouble with the second shot. My mom got extremely sick with the first shot. She was sicker, she said, with the first shot than
she had had it. Your family all had COVID.
Correct.
Yeah. So that would be interesting to see. We haven't had your first shot yet, right? You haven't had a shot.
I have not. But I did. I tell you, I have not had my first shot. And I don't know. I think if I do get the vaccine, I would get Johnson & Johnson.
I'd like to have had that. My one jab and you're done.
Right. Well, also, it's a traditional vaccine. It's not the experimental technology that's used in Pfizer and Moderna. So it's just, for me, it's a little more comfortable.
You ever had a flu shot? Regular flu shot?
One.
Yeah. And you got sick. Do I remember that?
A little bit. For a couple days.
Yeah.
I had my antibodies tested, and that was kind of where I was thinking, like, what's the result of the test? If my antibodies are there, am I going to get the vaccine? But the antibodies, at least the initial, not the T cell, but the initial antibodies have already gone. So, it's part of the conversation. That was about 8 months since I've had COVID, but they say that T cell memory could last for 18 years.
Really? So, Jay, you're having a shot next week, though, right? Your first one?
Yes, my first one is Tuesday afternoon.
Anticipating what? What are you? Are you prepared to go down for the count and somebody else take care of your baby, or what is there that is going on in your mind about getting the shot? Because at first you weren't sure you were going to.
Yeah, because I'm a hypochondriac, and I feel like rightfully so, because I do get diagnosed with the weirdest things. But I'm cautiously optimistic for the first dose. It's the second one that's scaring me a little bit more. So in my mind, it's going to be like the flu shot. My arm might be a little bit sore, but I'm not going to experience anything else. I'm putting that out there, and that's what's going to happen.
All right, well, that's good. The situation, according to the data anyway, if you believe in the scientific data, some people do, some people don't, but it does show this week that the number of people who have had vaccines are showing signs that this will stop the transmission, because the numbers of people getting the, this is how they look at it, and it makes sense, the number of people getting the vaccine and the number of people who are getting the COVID is the transmission numbers are way, way down, and the shot numbers are way, way up. So it would seem that the symptoms are, you know, pretty much going away if the vaccines are present. So that and distancing and the mask, I still think that's the way to go. I'd like to see it end quicker, though, and maybe that happens by people paying a little more attention. What do you think? The public being a little more. A lot of the public has still rebuked the idea.
Happen to see the brawl that went on between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci this week?
I did not. I did. I heard about it, though. What, you want to give us the inside track on that? I did not.
Yeah,
the two smallest men
on the planet were brawling. Yeah. <It's very cute. laughs>
Uh-huh. So what was the argument about?
Well, Dr. Fauci was testifying, and so Rand Paul, who is a doctor, he's an ophthalmologist, said, "You're telling everyone to wear a mask. If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater? You have the vaccine, and you're wearing two masks. Isn't that theater?" And Fauci was pretty exasperated. He said, "Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts." And he went on. He said, "You're very likely to have protection for 6 months if you've been infected with COVID-19, he said, "but there is no protection from other variants like the one found in South Africa." And he said the variants are a very good reason for the mask. And so then Rand Paul said, "well, you're making policy based on conjecture." And they started accusing each other back and forth about whether or not the mask is appropriate after you've been vaccinated or you've had the virus. He said, "you've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science." And the two of them got pretty heated in that.
Isn't it interesting how news and politics sort of weaponize our fears when you think about the news or whatever it is that we're getting for information? News is different. Information is one thing. News is another thing. But the politics of news, we're jamming everything into these pre-existing beliefs that we have, Jennifer and Jay. And so out of it comes fear and anger. And so, you know, you look at who's sharing what. Liberals share the stuff in the New York Times. Republicans or conservatives, I don't even like the word conservative, but the people on the right use Newsmax. And so these are the facts. And then you get down to the brass tacks of not knowing what the facts are.
Well,
it happens.
That's been my beef, is that it used to be that at least liberals and conservatives could actually agree on, like, a fact. They would just have different opinions on how to get there. And now we don't even believe in the same truth anymore.
No. And that, if you look at the stories on the list from Talkers Magazine this week, the top 10, that shroud surrounds the immigration issue. It surrounds our the situation with Cuomo, maybe to a point. I'm just looking at some of the things that are on the list this week. Censorship and the cancel culture certainly affects that. How to approach the education situation, Trump's legal problems, all of that stuff. Climate change, that's very political. So, again, getting to the bottom line is very important. Being an observer, listening per heart, I think maybe it's different than observing. I think enlightenment is what we're looking for, isn't it? And we don't seem to find it in the, at least pursuing it in the traditional ways that people seem to want to get their information. We're not becoming enlightened, which is to our detriment, because there are other people around the world who are, and they're using that enlightenment against us, sadly. In a moment, immigration reform in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner at 15 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Back on the Talk Radio Review, at the story list is number 2's immigration reform discussion, the border situation. Would we call it a crisis? Is that word overused? There is a new bill that I'm sure you both have seen. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner here with me on the countdown. Well, this is the run-up to the countdown with Michael Harrison. Our points of view on these two immigration bills in this circumstance. One is a path to citizenship for younger undocumented immigrants, and the other one is to give farm workers a chance to earn status. So what do we think of this? Is this going too far, too fast, too much, too soon? Yes or no?
I think it's all intentional. I think you have a self-created crisis at the border, and then they say the way to heal it magically are these bills that just happen to be ready to be pushed through, and mm-hmm. they're going to grant amnesty to people. So do I think that this is all coordinated? Do I think we intentionally were given a crisis on our border on purpose so that they could try to bully people into passing this through? Yeah, I think that this
See, I'm
is
watching
political.
Biden's body language on this, and I'm thinking that if he had it to do over again, he wouldn't have done it this way.
Of course.
I think that he'd
what
get caught with his pants
down. Yeah, I mean, it's,
yeah.
it's ridiculous. What they had in place was working. If you don't want to build the wall, fine. Stop the stupid production of the wall.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, that's it, you know, that's what's so dumb about this is they unraveled everything because, again, it's Orange Man bad. We just have to get rid of it all.
Orange Man. I haven't heard that for a while. Orange Man. I just got a kick out of that. Number 3, these murders in Atlanta. And so every Asian American on television or wherever they are have taken the opportunity to talk about how horrible it is in America and maybe we ought to go back to Asia. I don't hear anybody saying that, but that sort of is the implication. Meanwhile, what do we know about this kid who will go to jail? They have the death penalty there, so maybe he gets a needle, right? Not the right jab for a vaccine.
Could be. I don't know. I think it's really early to try to predict any of that stuff. But certainly mm-hmm. there's a death penalty, and certainly there were murders committed, and you know that's all of that's on the table.
Gun control once again rearing its ugly head just for conversation because nobody does
racism. That's what people are talking about now is the racism against
America's a horrible country. Right, okay, that's it. It's horrible, so why would you come here, I guess? My question, 21 after the hour.
Boom, 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 boom! Got it!
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
It's 23 after the hour now, as we work our way through the list, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of the 15th of March to the 19th of March. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on number 4. Jennifer, by the way, not only here on the DJV program, she does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, so has the local perspective on these things as well as the sort of national overview that the rest of us have, what people are giving for input into some of these discussions. So with regard to number 4, a discussion of the stimulus package, the economy, as far as I'm concerned, the stimulus looks like a big bust to me, including all of the money that... when you say something like that on the air or in print or wherever you say it, people say, you're just talking because you're a Republican and nobody... Republicans don't like anything the Democrats do. Okay. So take me out of that argument, because that's not where I am. Look at the bills, look at the outlines, look at the syllabus, look at the way the money is being set aside and for what purposes. And you'll see that very little is actually going to help COVID. It may help to stimulate the economy. And when you look at what the Fed said this week, we're not going to increase interest rates, so it's down, you know, pretty much to where it was or has been since the disaster of 2009, right? For the last 10 years, the rates have been very low. You hear the ads on the radio all the time, buy a house now, lowest mortgage rates ever. And the guy who's the spokesperson for whoever it is that loans the money says, the rates have never been lower. And then next week, well, the rates have gone down again. So, okay, are you using the economy or the fact that we have good interest rates to buy a house? Apparently, a lot of people are. You can't buy a house in California, though, Jennifer.
No, you sure can't.
Making a lot of money. It's a lousy reality for some. But will this, the question that comes to the surface is, will this keep us going? Because sooner or later, the government money is going to run out. It basically already has. We borrowed $6 trillion from who knows whom. And now, you know, the other side of the economy is the tax. Okay, we're going to tax the rich. Let's go get them. The usual Democratic palaver of increasing taxes on corporations. So how about this? I said this a dozen times this past week, if I said it once. And that is, am I the only one who's coming up with this proposal? You want to increase taxes? Good. Make sure you give it to the people, the companies, the corporations that are still doing business in China and could fairly easily move. And then give a tax break to all the companies that are doing business or have done business in China that bring their business back and the jobs back to America. Why is that so difficult to conceive instead of these people yammering, well, we got to tax the rich, get those corporations, those no-good corporations that, by the way, give everybody their jobs so they can pay their taxes?
And I don't know why people think corporations are big businesses. I mean, my business is a small business, and we're a corporation. Yeah. That means that our tax, which we've been struggling to stay afloat like everybody else has, is going to go up from 21% to 28%. How ridiculous is that right now? As the economy is trying to recover from a pandemic, let's not make it harder. And that seems to be the plan. Well, and what does it do for job creation? I mean, that's the other thing people don't understand. Yeah, tax the rich. But how do you, you know, the non-rich need jobs, and the rich people tend to be the ones who hire them. So then what does it do?
Or invest in companies that do hire.
It's very short-sighted.
What was Bernie's? Bernie had another tax idea, tax gimmick this week. I'm trying
he's
to
got a lot. That's give him 5 minutes. He'll give you a tax idea.
Yeah. Five new tax ideas. I'm trying, what the heck was it that he wanted to... There's something, I don't know, I'll look it up because it was so typical.
Tax on mittens.
Yeah, mittens, right. Mittens and coats. Okay, when we continue in the next half hour of our talk radio overview, here situation with China and Russia. Is Putin going to have a boxing match with Biden? He's challenged him, as we perhaps know at this point in the week.
Pay-per-view.
He's challenged him to a debate. Right, exactly. Yeah, that'd be good.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top diplomats for the United States and China had a public blow-up in front of reporters Thursday as the two global powers met in Anchorage, Alaska to discuss policy and attempt to restore ties. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and his Chinese counterpart Yang Jiechi go at it.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
UCLA men's basketball showed plenty of moxie over Michigan State in a first four game in the NCAA tournament. The Spartans blew an 11-point lead as UCLA wins in overtime 86-80. The victory was at Mackey Arena on Thursday night. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Tyler Glasnow talks on MLB.com about getting the start opening day and the team's roster heading into the 2021 season.
I know the signings that we've made and the team we have is still really good and we can compete with anyone out there. So I'm just looking forward to this season coming up. Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have depth. I think like that's kind of been our staple through the past couple of years. They've done a great job scouting players and everything, so I think just the more players we have, the better it is. And hopefully there'll be some like minor league season that starts where guys can kind of get into like that game mode and everything. I know the bubble was a weird situation last year to where like to go throw to guys not in the game situation and then having to get called up was a bit strange. But, yeah, like I said, it's good to have depth.
Tyler talks about his pitching arsenal.
I guess if you were to count my changeup, I don't throw it very often, but like I'm still working on that, so that's three. And then the slider I'm working on with Kyle right now. So it's just kind of like a cutter slider thing, something that I've been messing with, and we've been kind of going into the lab and like all the advanced to like kind of analytical stuff we have here. It's just easier to kind of formulate like a third pitch and understand like what I need to do to how I need to like position my hand to throw and everything. So I think it's easier to progress with a pitch when you have all those things to work with. So, but it's been good. It's been, I mean, I've been throwing in a couple last bullpens and it's been feeling really good.
Spring training continues today. The Rays and Red Sox go at it at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The game will be played at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Tickets are available for the game. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Lots of different ways of figuring out what the big conversations are on News Talk Radio, number one format on the radio around the country, once again this month and this quarter, according to the ratings anyway. And we're here to report on what the big topics are every week. The DJV show presents the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are on DJV, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week recuperating from an operation, so we leave it to the three of us to dig around. One of Jay's specialties is to check the trending box and see what's in there. And oftentimes what's in the chart from Talkers Magazine that you see in print at talkers.com, or I think we put them on the DJV show, right? Our Twitter and Facebook pages and our website, we do that,
we
Jay,
do.
As well.
Yeah,
right?
Because we want you to join the conversation. We want your thoughts. DJV show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. One of the big topics that has been going on all week was the talk situation with Sharon Osbourne,
right,
defending Piers Morgan regarding Meghan Harry. This Meghan Harry Oprah interview, I mean, it still has legs on this. Yeah,
it still
exactly.
Does, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people have weighed in on this that they feel like Sharon Osbourne is being used as a scapegoat by the network.
Mm-hmm. Could be. There's so much. Well, the people who say you're insensitive are insensitive themselves, it seems to me. is way too much. And I think that sort of plays into the number five story this week. It plays into number three, the spa murders and the situation with Asian Americans. Every actor in the world that has an Asian connection is all indignant and all over the place. What a terrible place America is. Well, you know what? Think about why you came here, unless you're a second-generation American. If you came here to be better off than you were where you were, how do you throw mud, even though this is outrageous, and it obviously was aimed at Asian women, for whatever the quirks in this kid's mind, whatever warped sense of reality he had. And so now, all of a sudden, because of this incident, America is a horrible place for Asians. Yeah, there's all kinds of trafficking going on.
There is proof that there has been a spike in crimes against Asian Americans, particularly in the last few months, because most people think the pandemic. But
yeah.
I think what we lose sight of is that this guy is a murderer. It doesn't matter if he had a sex addiction or if he was a racist. He went in and he started shooting, and he killed people, and he killed eight people because of either his mental illness or the hatred that lives in his heart. So I think it's really weird that instead of remembering that a murderer is a murderer, we are all caught up in why. There are plenty of people, and I think we talked about this on the DJV show, who have sex addictions that don't walk into day spas and start shooting the place up. There are plenty of people who probably have some racist thoughts that don't go out and hurt other people with the gun, kill people with the gun. So what made this guy do that? And I think we get so lost.
The same thing that makes other young white men do the same kind of thing in various venues. And when are we going to deal with the mental health aspects of all of this? You know, it's always gun control, gun control, gun control. Okay, so I want to know how this guy got the gun that he had, or whatever guns that he had. I do want to know where the guns came from and how he happened to get them, because the fact that he was as much of a lunatic as he is, and the fact that he had guns, shows that there's a really deep chasm in the system of verifying who it is that ought to have a gun. And we have that discussion every time these things happen. And nothing changes, nothing gets done. And that sort of is the frustration. And maybe that's one of the elements that's taking us from being a first-tier country to a country that isn't first-tier. I understand that he was whatever his thing is with Asian women. But I think we need to step back a little bit. Because with all we are a melting pot. Well, we used to be a melting pot. Now we're a mosaic. Everybody wants to have their own separate group and their own separate identity and their own this and their own that. And in the meantime, America becomes fractured. We are fracturing ourselves politically, the Republicans and the Democrats, and then the blacks and the whites, and now the Asians and what. So when do we come together? Have we gone through that in our history, so no longer are you going to be considered the United States of America? We're going to be the disjointed states.
Yeah, I think that's why the equity movement instead of the equality movement is set to fail, because I think it sets to divide us rather than to unite us.
I agree with you. Pointing out
people's differences is putting people in boxes and putting people in different groups instead of saying, yeah, you're one thing, I'm something else, and we all have a shot. We all live in a great country where we can do something great. We can do better than our parents did. And I think by taking that away from people, which is the movement, to take that belief away from people, you're creating more victims, number one, and you're creating big, huge wedges between communities because you're creating stereotypes. Well, if you're white-skinned, you're going to think this way, or you have white privilege. If you're black-skinned, you're going to think this way. If you're whatever in between, you're going to think a certain way. And I don't think that's helpful. I don't think that brings us together, and I think together is where we're strongest.
Right. Absolutely. Unity. With unity, there is strength. All right, so number five is the situation with China and Russia, maybe more so. Well, there's on two fronts. Oh, by the way, I went talking about the tax thing with Bernie Sanders. The idea that I couldn't remember was that he wants to increase taxes on large companies that pay their CEOs over 50 times more than the median pay of its workers. Who knows where that number came from, but Bernie's never seen a tax he didn't like. So it's kind of just interesting sort of, and we smirk when we talk about it because it does seem that someone who's had privilege like he has, who's done as well as he has, starting from the basic grassroots that, you know, he was a school teacher. And then he became active in politics, and it brought him a lot of association, and with that, a lot of connections, and with that, a lot of money. So he's kind of the last one who should be, but that's just his personality. Okay. Meanwhile, back to speaking about personalities. Joe Biden has been challenged to a live online debate by Bad Vlad. He called on Biden to have an open chat. Kremlin issued threats of retaliation if we don't apologize for Joe calling Putin. I think he didn't say, Stephanopoulos sort of set him up. If you saw the video from this, mm-hmm. Stephanopoulos says, would you say Putin is a killer? And Biden said, yeah, I think so. It wasn't that Biden said, you're a killer.
Well, Biden made up, I don't know if he made up or just told this story where he had met Vladimir Putin, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the story in front of me, but he said he met Vladimir Putin and he said, you've got no soul or something. And Putin said, well, I guess we understand each other about something. something weird. I don't know.
Something sweet like that.
It takes one to know one. Yeah.
Yeah, it takes one to know one or something. So yeah. Putin has challenged him to a debate. And so on Thursday at the White House, they asked Jen Psaki, the press secretary, if he would take that. And she said, no, he's very, very busy. But how great would that be? And who would win? I mean, give us something entertaining. I don't know. Yeah. It's been too quiet in that administration.
You know, one of the things about Putin and, well, the Chinese leaders, they all understand English. They all, you know, they have the translator there, but they all know what the others are saying. I'm sure Biden doesn't understand Chinese, nor does he understand Russian. Yeah, it's a lot more different, but these guys, they know what is being said. They don't need a translator, and it's very interesting, especially when you look at the other side of this, the coin. The Russians are on one side of the coin, Chinese are on the other side of the coin, and apparently there was a big clash with the talks that were going. Where aren't they meeting in Alaska? Why did I think they were?
Yeah, they're meeting in Alaska. And that was one of the things that the Biden administration was touting, is that they got them to come to U.S. soil for this summit. So they're in Anchorage, but China apparently kind of ate their lunch at the end of the first round of meetings after Anthony Blinken was saying that he expressed deep concerns with China's behavior and cyber attacks on the U.S. and economic coercion of allies. Well, then China, like, flies back and starts calling out the U.S. Human rights atrocities in the form of Black Lives Matter. They brought it up by name, and they said, look at those groups. They're the ones that are suffering and tried to embarrass the United States.
Well, so but they're not putting, we're not putting blacks into concentration camps like they are with the Muslims. Come on.
I know. Let's
Yeah. They shouldn't have put us into a corner like that. We should have been smarter. Frankly. And speaking of being smarter, number six this week is the situation with Andrew Cuomo. We'll get to that right after these words.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors. colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. This week has been one of the official talk events, even though they had to have it. It was not an in-person thing. We have these two or three times a year. There are two or three different organizations. Talkers has them. Folks down in Atlanta have them. This talk show boot camp is going on this week, and the focus was on how many people are listening to what we do here. And basically, we have more people listening than we have at any time since 2012, according to the research that was presented at the event. So that was kind of a cool thing. Massive listening spikes, mostly because of the election and Trump and all that other stuff. But it's a good sign. And we talk about those issues every week here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Number six has Andrew Cuomo in the hot seat. So what is there to say? I mean, that's sort of the same. Both Cuomo and Newsom, are they in the same place, do you think? Jennifer and Jay, are they having, is there going to be a recall for Cuomo?
They're in bad places, definitely. I think the recall with Gavin Newsom is going to happen, and he kind of woke up to that this week going, whoa, wait a second, these guys are, they mean business.
Serious.
He collected 2.1 million signatures against him. There are not recalls in New York. New York has impeachments, and there are impeachment proceedings against Cuomo. The reason that Cuomo's is a little different than Newsom, Newsom is being held accountable for his poor leadership. Andrew Cuomo is being held accountable for his poor leadership, but it seems that there's a criminal. There are also a couple of criminal charges that are being tossed around, not only for sexual assault, but also for cooking books and for making it look like less people died in the nursing homes than really did. And he gave people immunity for that. And that was the same policy that was shared by New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Michigan. And that's going to be a problem, I think, in those states, too. I would expect those governors to start to feel the heat soon enough. So I think it's not a great day to be either of them, but I can't believe I'm going to say this. I think I'd almost rather be Gavin Newsom. At least you have a fighting chance.
Right. All right. We have time for one more discussion, and I think we'll go to number nine, which is the spat between Candace Owens and Cardi B and what went on the Grammys last Sunday night. Pretty atrocious. I did see a little bit of the video, and I thought, come on, this is 8 o'clock on Sunday night. What's the matter? You know, you can't even see that stuff on a lot of the cable channels. So where does this
usually
go?
Usually you have to pay extra for that kind of content.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I had a hard time with it. I think it was, and I didn't watch the Grammys, but I watched this performance, and I thought it was just, it was a lot. And Candace's point, Candace Owens went onto Twitter and said, you know, this is not how you empower women. You empower women with strength and with smarts and not necessarily just having simulated sex on television. And Cardi B went back and forth and accused Candace of having her brother and her husband sleeping together. And so Candace says, that's not true. It was a fake post. You tried to pass it off as real, so now I'm going to sue you.
What? And people pay attention to this. It's almost like it was more important than anything else. It sounded like a Trump fight with Biden, or maybe, you know, Putin and Biden, or whoever else is going to be there. Rand Paul. It's always one person against another. These spats. Rand Paul versus Fauci. You know, that kind of stuff. All right, ladies, good job. Kept us focused on the elements, some of the charts info, as we discussed it here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Time now for us to have a ride in the car with Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com. Fabulous information. He's a fabulous human being. I like to think, even though, you know, it's like, it's funny because we have these relationships on the air. We have friends on the air, and I've never laid eyes on Nick. I probably would recognize you. If I walked down the street, I'd recognize you because of that beard and the glasses. Maybe I'd see, oh, there's Nick over there. But generally speaking, you know, we have great rapport, and yet we've never actually seen each other. But it's the thing about technology. It does give us this great connection every week to talk about what's going on in the world of automobiles. And I see that a couple of states have said they're going to tax drivers by the mile. If you want to, this is, or don't you live in Oregon? You live in Oregon, right?
I do, yeah.
All right. So what's this task force you have there? It's called a road user charge or a vehicle miles traveled tax. Wow, if this isn't Big Brother, I think I'd be making a lot of noise about this. Ooh wee.
I'm unhappy. I can tell you I'm unhappy. There's a lot of people that are unhappy about it. My fist is getting oiled up to be shaken at my local government, I can tell you. One of the things that happens is that as you transfer over to electric cars or plug-in hybrid cars, your gasoline tax money that you rake in as a government tends to fall. So you have to come up with alternatives of how you gather money from the poor.
God forbid we figure out how to spend less on taxes. That's not an alternative, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to work out how the peasants pay for their government.
Yes, and, right, exactly.
They're trying to, and we are not, we have voted down toll roads several times here. So yeah. That hasn't worked very well. They've tried to put toll bridges in too. That hasn't worked so well either. So they come up with these clever ways of saying, you know, we're going to tax you per mile. It's not going down well, I'll tell you. So it is a conundrum for governments who have adopted. California has this problem too, although they do have toll roads, who have adopted a lot of electric cars.
But there, you know what? But the toll roads in California are privately run. I get a big kick out of that.
Yeah.
They will, like, the Route 90 is a great example. Going down to San Diego, you can take the toll road that some private concern built, and they take the money. The state doesn't get any of the money. It's all going to the private owners of the road, which I find an interesting concept.
Yeah, but the state plays nicey-nicey with them. They'll come after you if you don't pay them.
Money. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. I see there's a couple of Tesla stories floating around. Electric car companies like Tesla are they're using solar power, or they're trying to figure out how to use solar power to charge up their cars. What is Sono Motors is a German company. They're exploring it. Are they the first ones to do it, or is Tesla? Who's doing this?
No, there's actually a car on the road today that is using some solar power. The Hyundai guys have used solar power in the roof of one of their, just in their hybrids. It helps you get about 1,000 miles a year out of their hybrid. And it's just an add-on. Yeah, it's a very clever little device. I think Toyota used one in the Prius in the early days, do an add-on to help get some mileage out of a Prius. It's not a new technology, but I will tell you, the sun, although is helpful, you're going to have to go somewhere where there's lots of it, like California or Texas, because if you live in the state where it's, there is weather concerns, the sun doesn't always cooperate when you need charging.
Right. So, find yourself in the middle of the desert out of fuel. All right, so here's another Tesla story where one of the cars crashed into a police car. Was this a driverless car, a driverless Tesla car?
Yeah, this story is interesting. So this poor police officer in Michigan was dealing with another accident, and then, whoom, Tesla comes and whacks into his police car, and then the guy says, well, it was an autopilot. It wasn't my fault.
What? People are amazing, aren't they? Unbelievable.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but the law says even if it was an autopilot, it's still your fault.
Yeah. All right, so here's one more Tesla story. Warren Buffett was declared one of the members of the over $100 billion worth department. So his claim now that he's in the top 10, they're all over $100 billion in worth. And the reason for that is because of his investment in Tesla. He took the money out of the airlines. He had $4.5 billion, got out of all the airlines. And by the way, if he'd have stayed in, the $4.5 billion would be worth $9 billion today. But apparently, it was, people say, well, why did he do that? Well, he took the money and put it into Tesla, and that went up who knows how much in the time. Yeah. And that's why he's over $100 billion. So Tesla still has to be a great investment, right?
No. Bad investment.
No.
Tesla's dropping and dropped by another third recently. Tesla
really?
Doesn't make any sense to him. Yeah, don't invest in Tesla. It's dropping fast. Bad investment.
All right, so there. You didn't know that, folks, and you have the info from Nick.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.